One, two, three, ho!
This is Jade Stone Vintage Soul on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people. This is Beam Radio. This is the first time I'll be calling it that because that's what it is. And if you are joining from Beam, the page of Beam, because I posted today about it officially, welcome. I am the owner of Beam Organics, and my family has been doing radio for years, so I was like, why not just incorporate that into the business and let y'all see the personal side of who was behind Beam Organics. Today, I just got back, or not got back, this is the first show since I've been back from Florida. Went for like a little hiatus for my birthday, 21st birthday, and just decided to take a little break because I know that this spring, this summer, is going to be a very busy one for me, and I just want to just give myself some rest because this week coming back has been very hard because I work and I do Beam, so it's just been, you know, a lot. I'm tired, but this week I don't have to work as much, so I'll be working on Beam. So today we are going to be listening to some really good music, some revolutionary music, some music that was made as in protest to a lot of things and says a lot of deep things. I recently just watched two documentaries actually about hip hop and about what the crack epidemic did to our community basically. And just, of course we knew, you know, about crack and like what it did, but I just feel like people don't really know why crack was what it was for us and like how it got in our communities. I know everybody is watching Snowfall X, Y, and Z, but it's like if you're watching Snowfall and you're seeing what's going on, we should be talking more about why the government is not being prosecuted or questioned about what they did in that time. Also, hip-hop. Let's go to hip-hop. Hip-hop, the documentary I watched was amazing, honestly. And it just showed how much hip-hop really did save a lot of our black men's lives back in the day. And because a lot of it was either, you know, sell or be in the streets or do a rap. And like, people try to act like it's something that it wasn't. You know, hip-hop was something that was beautiful. It's the way we expressed ourselves. We didn't glorify anything. I feel like more so now than anything, people are glorifying a lifestyle they don't even freaking live or have never even lived. And that's the problem. My partner said recently, he was just like, you know, I just feel like right now we're in a black renaissance, and it's like we should be more responsible for the black thing or for the black art that we put out, you know, as far as like the images that we are pushing out and the things that we are saying about our community. You know, I feel like, and we both feel like, the whole talking about killing each other, all of that is just, it's a dead thing. I feel like we shouldn't be even talking about that no more. It's like, if you're not talking about something that's worth hearing for us and something that's uplifting, because I just feel like as a collective, we're exhausted. We're exhausted with the trauma that we see on the TV, with the trauma that we hear all the time about, and also, you know, our brothers and sisters dying from police brutality and senseless violence. So when we listen to music, I think it should be an escape, or it should be something that expresses truly how we feel in a progressive way. But that's just my opinion. I was just saying this is what this show is about. This show is about digging deep into hip hop and like what we contribute to it. And yeah, and also just, I always put a lot of alternative music at the end of the show. So the show always goes like older music or like, you know, a little funky music, just to ode to J Stone, Bitches Soul. And then in the middle, it'd be hip hop. And then in the end, it'll be alternative, like electric or anything of that nature. And it's, honestly, because that's what I listen to. I listen to a large, vast genre of music, and that's what I wanted to qualify the show as. But we're going to get right into the first song by Solange, Fubu, For Us, By Us. And yeah.
Just who you are. she seemed so blue, so I said my name. I looked into his eyes, he started to cry, so I asked him why, and he said, I heard the truth was in my roots, but I haven't seen a tree all day. I didn't understand who was this man, so I tried to ask again, and he said,
show me the feeling. Ah, you got me wrong. If you don't belong, live in the trouble. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. I live the lie. Love is the crime. It's you I believe in. No need to blame myself. No need to die. I'm only human. I'm done. You got to put me on. I know if you come along. Don't hesitate.
try to help myself. You are the one who are the talking. You got me wrong, I caught you falling. I hear you calling, don't hesitate. Time heals the pain, you ain't the problem. I live the dream, I hope to be who I believe in. I used to hate myself, you got the key, break out the prison. Oh, I hope to never see time passing. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain, you ain't the problem.
We are back. This is J Soul, Mitch and Soul with Beam Radio on 88.3 KBF, the voice of the people. I'm taking calls, so you can call us at 501-433-0088, 501-433-0088. You can call me, ask me any questions you would like or anything, or talk to me about something. Makes the show more interesting. I love when you guys call in. So like I said, we're back. Today was just about, today's music choice is just about revolutionary music and what it means for us and how art and music should reflect the times, because it's history. I feel like a lot of our popular music doesn't necessarily reflect what we go through or what we've gone through, because I know nobody wants to talk about COVID in their music, but anything of that nature or anything that we've gone through in the past year, honestly, I feel should be talked about. Another thing too with Mekhi Bryant, I feel like people kind of just let that die down because she had a knife and she was protecting her home and protecting herself. Because if you watch the video, or if you haven't watched the video, in the beginning she calls the police. She said, there's girls coming up to my house to harm me and to my grandmother's house. And so, of course, when they come, because it may have took them a couple minutes to get there and it was already escalated situation, she's protecting herself. Now, you know, as far as the father and him protecting and doing what he did to the other little girl or whatever, I feel like that has nothing to do with the fact that the cops shot her versus de-escalating the situation. She was a child, a 15-year-old, and nobody at that age should be getting shot for having any type of, if it's not a, because that's another thing, it wasn't a gun, it was a knife, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different ball game as far as that's concerned. And I my partner, he told me, he posted about it, and the officer actually responded and said, you know, I would have did the same thing. And this is a black woman officer saying, I would have did the same thing. We're trained to do it, and honestly, I'm not supposed to be telling you this, but usually if we shoot, we don't usually just stop shooting. It's an innate reaction to keep shooting until the target is done, until the target is dead, basically. And I just truly wonder why people who lack empathy, lack compassion, and lack critical thinking skills, honestly, have a gun and are supposed to be protecting our communities. Baba told me something a long time ago and I'll never forget it. He said, police protect property, not people. And I truly believe that's what it is, and that's why we keep seeing what we see. And that's why when the protests were happening, they were really only focused on if we were destroying things and not about what we were doing and what we were doing it for. It was about destroying property. That's why the National Guard got involved, and that's why they did what they did with tear gas and the rubber bullets. It was to get us to stop destroying property. It was not to change anything else. Oh, we have a caller. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. I just wanted to call and let you know you have a great show.
Thank you.
I love the title, and I love the topics that you are discussing. I wanted to comment on the last, the topic you're talking about right now with the young lady, Mikhail.
Mm-hmm.
who was brutally murdered. And you talked about the police saying their training and what they're trying to do. We've seen multiple times on television or social media where the police is out and there is a citizen who has a knife bigger than like a machete, and they're obviously having a mental crisis and they're swinging this machete, or they have a stick or something like that, and they're literally swinging it around and running around, and they are not murdered.
Mm-hmm.
The police takes his or her time to talk to the citizen, calm the citizen down, and even arrest the citizen and take the citizen into the police station. So this idea of them being trained to kill, we have to challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to create ways, and the police actually department has to create ways to provide more for the citizens to be some accountability, and also more confidence that we can have in our police and the way they police our communities. It's completely lost. We have no confidence in our police departments, in our local police, because there these statements that are made about that we're trained to do this. Well, there needs to be some unlearning, some untraining, and there needs to be new training in how to community police, and also how to learn how to de-escalate and negotiate situations, especially with folks who are having mental emergencies.
And that are Black or of color. Because they are, they are nice and considerate of those who are melanin deficient, but not of those who are in, especially in our communities, because they view us and I feel like they dehumanize us, and they view us as, oh, they're angry, so they're gonna try to kill us because they hate cops, or whatever that thought process may be. Mm-hmm. that's a mental illness within itself. The cops need to be mentally evaluated why they view us in this way, and what they need to do to stop us, to stop that or reprogram their minds. Or honestly, if you can't hire a cop who does not view us already like that, I feel like that should be a prerequisite to even becoming a cop. You should not have any type of stigma or prejudice, mm-hmm. racially fueled trauma going into police work. You just shouldn't have that. You should be very biased and mm-hmm. very impartial to skin tone.
Right.
It's about what's going on.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everything that you said. And because, there was a conversation had just this week. It was on a panel discussion. And it was talking about community policing and, some of the ways things can be handled. Mm-hmm. And this actual governor, and I can't, for the life of me, cannot think of his name, but he was talking about some of the practices, like when they're being trained. And even before that, someone mentioned the psychological testing that they go through, mm-hmm. and how that maybe needs to be changed, because apparently they're not catching what they need, or mm-hmm. maybe they are looking for a certain mental or sociopathic type of person,
yeah.
who has a certain trait to be a police officer. Maybe they are. That's just my thought about it. I just can't believe that you are doing a psychological exam and some of these people are passing it and becoming police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need to rethink that whole system.
Yes, because also, we've seen how they are mentally and where they're at. Even with the, when people record, when police pull them over and they at the stops and they acting aggressive and saying all these things to these people, and they ain't did nothing. And you're talking to them like they're somebody,
that's
like
right.
an animal, or like not even, just somebody that's not even a human being,
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be in that field of work and not have control over your emotions, especially your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have power. When you have that badge on, you have a gun, that's power. And I think people mm-hmm. abuse it way too much. It's like a lot of the positions, even in political. But we only got a certain amount of time. Thank you for calling and giving your two cents. We're going to get into the next segment of the show. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's that crack music, crack music, that real black music, black music. That's that crack music, crack music, crack. That real black music, black music. How we stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer. You hear that? What Gil Scott was hearing when our heroes and heroines got clipped on heroin with crack. Raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that, it's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it, nowadays they can't tell it. That's that good, we ain't sure, man. Put the CD on your tongue, yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. That's that crack music, crack music, crack. That real black music, black music. From the place where the father's gone, the mother's is hardly home, and the mighty gone's lock us up in the Audi home. How the Mexicans say we just trying to party home. They wanna pack us all in a box like styrofoam. Who cases Dom Anthrax? George Bush got the answers. Back in the hood, it's a different type of chemical. Arm and Hammer, bacon, soda. Raise they whole quota. Right when our soldiers ran for the stove. Cause dreams of being hope. And went from being a broke man to being a dope man to being a president. Look, there's hope, man. This that inspiration for the Mo's and the folks, man. Shorty come and see his mama straight overdosing. And this is the soundtrack. This the type of music that you make when you round. Crack music, crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. Black music.
That's that crack music, crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
God, how could you let this happen, happen, happen?
Several businesses. So it's your witnesses you claim to have, saying that I'm taking half, extorting what's the cause and effect? A doobie's packed and they fat, now you call and collect. They booby trapping a trap, the police pulling a pulley, you'll fall for it, you silly. Putty, you out of shape, fuck running, you'll catch a case. I can't relate to half of my relatives, my genetics is felony. Buying low and reselling it, they tell me, tell a story. I'm like, why not mine? Shit, everybody taking pictures, I'm like, why not vibe? It growing from the ground up, it look like I'm a vibe. It's rarity in my realness, yeah, I'm a fine diamond in a rough type, rough type. Rough house in a row house like rugby, lovely. When you hit a lick, little kick like Chun-Li. Funny, kids that I hoop with all in county, county. Black bodies turn them down, look like bounties. Bound to be on the block a little while longer. They your homies, this one homies, what don't kill you, make you stronger. Call Obama, Jesus, Jesus. He can say Chicago from the demons and the deacons when it's DN. Yeah, Dodge precincts, since preteens. Let's pretend we privileged, not DC's addicted.
It look like funeral home, church, church, liquor store, corner store, dreadhead, deadly, ditto, tenfold, tenfold from Cicero to Central. Was told, let it go, didn't know who to hit though. Now that's church, barbershop, bottle I got from the liquor store on Cicero. I ain't 21, but he didn't know.
Bad habits of wrong places at wrong times. A straight bullet will take your firstborn like the 10th plague. I'm the new pharaoh, my phone line forever open for prayer. The fallen soldiers ain't failed, they in my pen, and I do thank God. They say preach like Kool-Aid high, from beginning to end, it's Alpha and Omega. My city the same ghost that made Lupe cry. Soon as you loosen up your grip, you lost and lose your life. I loosen the dread from every time I gotta watch the cigarette smoke from out of my head. Like how I'm not dead, going on 20 soul. They say I changed, that's a fitting room. I'm still the same kid that didn't speak when we were in the school. I just got a mic now, I turned to a real nigga. I just knocked the white gown, and fuck who you think I sound. Like I'm a legend in the making, like the director's cut. If I am legend, then I'm fed up with the fuck comparison. These niggas don't got the truth that y'all won't do. They think I'm lying, then plan a trip to Chicago today. I was 15, they was fucking with me. There's no logic in yeah. Life, but there's no love in the street.
Welcome, welcome you. Hey, I'm your big brother. What do I have to say to the kids?
Let go, life does get tough. No need to stress, hold you back too much. Let's go, I heard they found the solution. Where will you be for the revolution? Get rough, no need to stress, keeps you down too much. Wake up, I heard they found a solution. Where will you be for the revolution?
Give a damn about leaving, long as I pay rent. I don't even want about my paycheck. I know it's short, but I'm making. Cause it could be a worse situation. All that glitters ain't gold, and all that shines bright ain't a diamond. All that wrinkles is in old. As far as you see, ain't the horizon. Death and desire, on an island. We keep on trying. We'll end up dying. Wait out front in the same place, and I don't give a damn about what they say, as long as the day ends. I made some plans with some good friends, I didn't even know where the day went, but it could be a worse conversation.
Yo, there's a roach on the floor, right there.
Oh, all that glitters ain't gold, and all that shines bright ain't a diamond. Oh, and all that rain.
Oh, we are back. This is Beam Radio with on J Stove Bitches. So I apologize for the cursing. I thought that I sent the clean versions, but I guess not. So for anybody listening with their kids, I deeply apologize. I'm sure they've heard the word though. So we're back. We were talking about just social justice issues. Those songs were about things that we go through and things that we've been going through for some time now as Black people in America. That was Brent Faiyaz's First World Problems. I really like that song from him because it was a deep song, and the deeper the longer you get into the song, it gets deeper, but he curses a lot, so we couldn't get into it, but I encourage you guys to listen to the whole song. Before that we had Kid Cudi, Revo Fev, which is about the revolution, and then before that we have Saba. He's from Chicago, and that song was Church Liquor Store featuring No Name. No Name just released a whole song called Rainforest, but she don't have a clean version, but it's a really good, dope song, revolutionary song. If you don't know about No Name, you should get to know her. She's a radical artist who's always using her platform to speak out about our capitalistic society and about things that we should be doing in our community. Before that, we had Big L featuring Fat Joe, The Enemy. I really like that song. It's one of my favorite songs. And before that, we had Kanye West, Crack Music. And that song was a metaphoric song about, music and the crack epidemic and what all of those things did to our community. So, yeah, we got about 20 more minutes. So if you guys would like to call in the show at 501-433-0088, so we can have a discussion, or you say what you want to say, or talk to me about some, ask me questions. I would truly enjoy it. But we were talking about Mekhi Bryant and just how people just stopped talking about it because of the circumstance of the situation, but it's still the same circumstance. With police not properly handling situations in our community and just dehumanizing us, is all I can say, because she didn't deserve that and she didn't deserve to die like that. I was gonna say we had a little bit of a win with the case and him going to the officer actually getting convicted and going to prison for what he did for killing George Floyd. So that was a win. And then DMX, so this is the news. So DMX had his last ride through the city. DMX was a beautiful soul who always was very open about his life and how he was a vulnerable, what you may call a thug, a gangster, or whatever you may call him. But he was a vulnerable, tough Black man who grew up in the inner city and made it out, made it work. Always, he was very big on prayer and very big on God and putting that at the forefront of his life. And somebody told me recently that he would just, it was a girl he was cool with. What's that mute? It was a movie that DMX was in with Bruce. No, not Bruce. I'm tripping. Jet Li. And in that movie, his little girl in that movie he was trying to save, they became very close. And she said he would just call and pray on the phone with her. And I just thought that was beautiful. I think that prayer is a powerful thing. And we often associated with a specific type of religion, but I just feel like prayer is when you just become vulnerable to the power above you and the power within you as well, and say what you need and say what's on your heart and say what you've done. You know, I just feel like it's so many different ways to do that, go about that, but being vulnerable and being open about the bad parts of yourself you may hide, which they say could be, you know, considered shadow work or repenting, anything like that. Just introspective work is always going to be a beautiful thing and a very good thing to do for us in our progression as humans. Also with that, doing shadow work and prioritizing it would very well help heal the collective. When you heal yourself, you're healing the collective. You're making a better society when you do the work. It's not hard to do. You know, just take the time to love yourself enough to be honest with yourself about everything. You know, why do you do the things that you do? And it's so tiring and exhausting to see people who constantly make decisions for this world and for the government who do none of this work, who only make moves for their own benefit or because of something or a favor they may owe. Like when we were watching, we watched these movies, these shows about politics and how the politicians is just so corrupt. They have favors they owe, so they make certain moves in the government because of those things, or they got something that they're trying to hide from the public, so they gotta do something. I feel like that's honestly the truth. I feel like that's why a lot of the things that we have in our community, set up in our community, don't make any sense to us and aren't really for us, is because of that. Like with the crack epidemic, they decided to criminalize crack instead of actually seeking out to give these people resources to give them help, because it was an addiction and it was a problem. But now you have the opioid crisis and people are getting help. And this is why, you know, there's a backlash and the pullback from that, because it's like, where was this help when we needed it, when our community needed it? It was you locking everybody up for having a certain amount of crack in their system versus giving them help for having that crack, that very same drug in their system that was only put in our communities for profit, for a secret war that we knew nothing about, but they used us to get that profit and then didn't even try to help. They just put us in the prisons, put everybody in prison. So, not even to get too deep off into that, we're going to go off into the last segment of the show. And we're going to start with Georgia Smith, Blue Lights.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every
dark shadow as you're getting off the bus. Shadow shows no emotion, so what's even the fuss? But the face on your boy casts a darker picture of the red-handed act. He's gonna whisper, little blood, I'm sorry, cause I know you got my back. He was running, I couldn't think, I had to get out of that. Not long ago, you were miming to the shook ones. Now this really is part two, cause you're the shook one. Hands in the tool as you question your friendship as men. Like you're gonna make me a convict, devil of a felon when I've done nothing wrong. Blood on my hands, but I don't know where it's from. No, you got blood on your hands, but you don't know where it's from. No, so you better run when you hear the sirens coming. Oh, you better run when you hear the sirens coming. When you hear the sirens coming, better run when you hear the sirens coming. When you hear the sirens coming, the blue lines are coming with you.
Back, this is Beam Radio on J Stone with Your Soul. I started off wrong. I gave y'all the wrong song we started off with. We started off with, of course, MIA Paper Planes, and then we went into Georgia Smith Blue Lights, and then that was just Banks Alibi. Today was about social justice. It was about things that we've been going through the past couple of weeks, and for honestly years being as a black person, a melanated person in America. MIA Paper Planes, that song was about, she said that song was about immigration, like her immigrant family, and like how living in the city of New York, working all day, coming home, you know, just a kind of mockery of a capitalistic society that we live in. And I didn't even know that, but that song blew up and we just jammed to that song for a whole summer, and it's an amazing song, but it is actually a protest song, a revolutionary song. We are about to close out of our show. The last song we'll be playing will be Odessa, It's Only. I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. Like I said on Beam Organics on my Instagram page, I will be doing Beam Radio every second and last Tuesday of the month. Every second and last Tuesday. So tune in. 2 to 3 p.m. If you don't catch us live, we will be on any podcast platform under J Soul Vintage Soul, and you'll see Beam Radio, and those are my shows. The rest of the shows are my parents' shows. They do old soul, and if you like that type of vibe, tune into them too. They're great, amazing. Been doing the show for almost how many years? How many? 6 years now? So yeah, tune in to that. I'm really glad that I got what I got to say out today. It's been some time. I love the radio, and I'm glad you guys love my show. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from you guys, so I'll keep going. We're gonna have a really fun summer, and I hope you guys stay safe out there. Be smart and be smooth, and don't trust the news. Love you guys. Bye.
It's only slaughter, we're only liars, it's only